outside the cathedral.
So looking at this picture, what do you automatically think of when you see that?
Saints.
Right. So what do you know about, do you know if you like know anything about this picture at all? Like, have you seen it before?
I haven't seen it before, but I would make assumptions about it based on things I do know about the cathedral and churches in general.
What assumptions would you make about
it? I'd assume it is actually statues of saints that had their heads removed during the Reformation.
Thank you. How would you describe this to a tourist if you were conducting a tour?
If that is what it is, I would say it is that we have here two probably limestone or marble statues of saints. The heads were probably removed during the Reformation when the cathedral would have been a Catholic church.
And there's one more question. Do you know anything about myths concerning the cathedral at all?
Some, yes.
Would you like to explain that?
Obviously, I know the myth about the Lincoln Imp. And I also know the myth about the wind that blows around the cathedral, which is the devil's wind.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There we go. Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah. So the devil tries to get into the cathedral, but he can't, because obviously it's a holy site, and that's what the wind is. So when you walk around one side, there's always a really strong wind.
Oh, we've said that.
Yes. That wind is supposed to be the devil's wind, because he's trying to get into the cathedral and he can't, so he's going round and round the outside.
Cool.
Oh, there's also the myth about the little stone building at the back on the other side of the cathedral on the grass, which is actually a cover for I think it's a water reservoir or a well. That's what it actually is, but that is also supposed to be haunted, and if you put your hand in it, you're supposed to either lose your hand or be grabbed by something. The devil's meant to live in there as well when he's not going around the cathedral.
Yes. Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.